This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The case of Christian Pakistani woman Asiya Bibi is going back to the country's high court on January 29th, with Muslim extremists petitioning for her death. The Worldview spoke to Wilson Chowdhury of the British Pakistani Christian Association about the blasphemy laws Bibi has been falsely accused of violating.
This is disconcerting, but at least now the world is much more aware. But what is the long-term prospect of change in Pakistan? Very little. Because you've seen the size and scale of the intolerance. We're not talking about 10 or 20 people writing. We're not even talking about hundreds or thousands. You're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And these rioters aren't in one city. They are ubiquitously across all the large cities of Pakistan and in rural regions.
Psalm 54, 3-4 is our prayer for Asiya Bibi today. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. Japan's Supreme Court upheld a law on Wednesday requiring people pretending to be the opposite gender to be sterilized before they can change their official documents, reports AFP. The four-justice panel said the law was intended to prevent quote-unquote problems in parent-child relationships that could lead to cultural, quote, confusion and abrupt changes, end quote, in society. The ruling ends the legal battle of a Japanese woman who wanted to change her legal documents to represent her pretended male gender. After a policy meeting yesterday, European Central Bank head Mario Draghi downgraded the monetary outlook for the 19 countries in the Eurozone in the face of economic slowdown. Draghi said the bank was prepared to, quote, adjust all of its instruments, end quote, in case of unexpected trouble, reports the Washington Post. Ohio's new governor, Mike DeWine, has pledged to sign the heartbeat bill into law that would prevent the killing of unborn babies with detectable heartbeats, typically at the sixth week of gestation. The Worldview spoke to Mark Harrington, president of the Ohio-based group Created Equal, about the importance of defending human life.
Well, Scripture is clear that we should speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves, that we should rescue those who are being led away to death. Therefore, we have an obligation to defend the preborn, the most innocent among us. And without doing that, we lose our credibility in a culture that killed its babies. And I think that America is plunging over the edge because Christians are unwilling to defend the preborn and other issues as well, but primarily the issue of the unborn.
Harrington said that they are very hopeful about Governor DeWine signing the heartbeat bill after former Republican Governor John Kasich vetoed the bill last month for a second time in 2 years. Pastors in Texas are speaking out against upcoming bills to add sexual orientation and gender identity to state discrimination laws, reports CBN News. Eric Erickson, editor of The Resurgent, listed 6 Texas bills intended to force Christian business owners, counselors, and doctors to affirm sexual perversions. Erickson wrote, quote, "They want to ban Christianity in all but name. This continues a long line of thought first advocated by the Obama administration, which sought to restrict the free exercise clause of the First Amendment to a freedom of worship standard." Yesterday, the U.S. government shutdown entered its 34th day with President Donald Trump conceding to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he will postpone his State of the Union address until the government is reopened. 2 competing measures from Republicans and Democrats failed in the Senate yesterday to fund government operations in the coming weeks, reports Reuters. Psalm 146, verse 3 reminds us, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help." Pew Research released a new study on the current generation, labeled Generation Z, composed of those aged 13 to 21 in 2018. 70% of Gen Xers support more government involvement in life. That's up from 43% of the boomer generation who support big government. Only 15% of Gen Zers believe homosexual marriage is a quote-unquote bad thing, up from 32% with the boomer generation. and 57% of Gen Zers feel comfortable using transgendered pronouns. That's up from 50% for the boomer generation. And finally, the makers of Christian blockbuster films God's Not Dead and I Can Only Imagine are teaming up to work on a new film called Unplanned to tell the story of a former Planned Parenthood employee, Abby Johnson of College Station, Texas, whose eyes were opened by God to see the heartbreaking injustice of abortion. You can see a 30-minute sneak peek on YouTube, linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Friday, January 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.